92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So the Coca-Cola Company in Europe wants to encourage people to reduce litter and encourage recycling. And they've identified a problem for which they believe there is a solution. They've redesigned the 1.5-liter bottles they sell in Europe for Coke and Fanta Orange so that the caps will remain attached to the bottle. That's a pretty interesting idea. Now, we probably won't get to see these new bottles for a long time here in America, but I think it's a good reminder for us here in the States that the entire bottle, the cap included, is recyclable, and we definitely need to do more recycling. Meanwhile, here in the States, if you've been to a Good Food Rapidly franchise lately, you've probably experienced the new version of fountain soda machines from Coca-Cola, which are called Freestyle. They're putting out a new version, which is specifically designed for back of house in restaurants, and it's supposed to help them improve on speedy delivery and order accuracy in the drive-thru. It integrates with the POS, point of sale system, where they enter your order, and it pours out the exact correct amount of soda in every cup, no matter what size it is, and no matter how much ice was put into the cup, which is all nice, well, and good for the people inside the restaurant. But I think there might be a problem with this because, well, think about it. You're in your car, pulling up to the menu board, you give them your order, and they have 200 drinks available on the menu. Aren't they just increasing the amount of time you're going to sit there browsing through the list of drink choices? I mean, 200 beverages to choose from, for me, that's like 194 that I've never heard of before. Yeah, could I have a sample of the blueberry Oreo soda, please? I mean, I probably won't like it, but I've got to know what that tastes like. I'm not sure that offering 200 drinks in the drive-thru lane is a solution to speed and accuracy.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.